Welcome to side two of the Billy Meyer interview, taken in January of 1989 by myself, Randolph Winters, at Billy's home in Smidrudy, Switzerland. And we've just been talking to Billy. We're going to pick up here in the conversation where we're asking him about how the first man came to be on the planet Earth.
Belongs to our mission, informations, or I got informations, and I can write down them and then give out to the people. That's the only thing they help us.
So it's up to us.
Yeah. They not come here to make peace. They not come here to make war. They not have any ambitions to overtake the earth and the earth human and everything. They aren't interested in this. They only feel them somehow, what you say, guilty?
Guilty, yeah.
About their forebears who have done trouble here on earth, and now they want to bring us back the teaching, the spiritual teaching, and the teaching about creation and creation law and right, life and everything.
With these teachings, if a person wants to learn to evolve for the initiation, how do we begin?
The first thing what the human have to do to begin to study through the meditation, he have to listen to his inner voice. That's the first step. And to keep these things, what's telling the inner voice, and to work with them. And the second thing is learn to see, to hear, to feel, to speak on a very clear way. And then the meditation themselves. And if the meditation is done after some years, if the meditation is coming clear and good, then the human can go a step higher. And then he can do the initiation. And this means he can begin to start to talk with his inner voice, with his
consciousness.
And with the spiritual part in him.
Billy, are you still having contacts with Semyasi?
The contact with Semyasi ended on '84. Then she left our planet and left our universe to the Dal universe. And there she is now living for the next 70 or 72 years without any returning to our universe. The contacts with Semyasi, they are also gone. But still there is sporadic contact with Da, with Quetzal, Dalida, and all them.
Did Semyasi have contacts with anybody else while she was here?
No. The single contact Semyasi had all the time she was on Earth was with me only.
Do any of the other Pleiadians have contacts with people on Earth?
Not on a way that the contact person knows that there is a contact. The people there are between 24,000 and 25,000 people around the earth who get contact impulses from Pleiadian and Bavi people. Bavi, it's a race who is working since very old time together with the Pleiadians. And also 24,000-25,000 people have contact on impulse base. Also, they don't know anything about that they have contact, that they get impulses from outside, from aliens. Not any one of them. And there was two other persons in Germany. They had a telepathic contact to the Pleiadians, not by Semyase. There was some other people responsible for them, but these two people, a man and a 16-year-old girl, they died in the meantime. They had an accident in Italy. And the reason for that these two people had contact, telepathic contact with the Pleiadians, was this because they should come to inform the people about my mission, that everything I'm bringing is true, and that I'm working on this mission with the Pleiadians. They was something like a proof for me, but they died by accident. And now I'm the single one who has telepathic contact with the Pleiadians and physical contact. And there is no any connection between the Pleiadians and any other Earth human being, if man, if child, or if woman. There is just really nothing. And each one who comes and says, oh, I have contact with someone from the Pleiadians, from that planet, or from that sun system, from the Pleiades, and all this, that's all, what you say, swindle, hoax.
Nonsense. It's one of our favorite words.
Yeah. There is around the world not any one person more without me. And the other thing, what all day who says that they have contact with the Pleiadians don't know, is this: the Pleiades, what you can see on the night firmament, there is not any possibility for human to live there. The Pleiades, what you can see on the sky, they are too young as they can carry life. The planets, they are there, they are so young, there is no life possible on it. Too not by the suns, they are too young, they are really blue. And that's the thing what all they who say, oh, I have contact with Pleiadians, not knows. There is not one human being there up on the Pleiadians.
Nobody home.
No. Pleiadians, the Pleiadians, they say that they are coming from the Pleiades. They say this about that point. They have a second part, a little part, or a short part of a second, different time out of our time, of our room and our space. A point where are the Pleiades. You know? If here are the Pleiades, we can see on the sky. There are in other room space other planets, and they call them by the same names what we call the Pleiades, what we can see from here on the sky. But it's in another room time, much more finer than our room time and room space. And their structure is much more finer as our structure as human being from the earth. And it's impossible for them to make shake hands with the human on earth, or only go near them, because it's very dangerous for them. And they also are out of our room space, out of our time space. They are not there where are our Pleiades.
Billy, what is telepathy and can we develop it?
Telepathy, that's kind of hearing too, of listen, but on a very, very fine way. You use the ears for this telepathy. We call it the primary telepathy. That's not the real telepathy. The real telepathy, that's spiritual telepathy, and this goes on and is based on symbols. But the primary telepathy is working on words, and on pictures. Real, like a photography or something, a body or something, what you can produce into other human being through his air and through his
Consciousness. Are there exercises?
I never learned.
I think we're going to have to give the kitchen up soon, but before we stop,
are we able to evolve far enough in this life to be able to get into the Akashi records and to learn our personal keys?
Well, first of all, maybe you could tell us, what is the Akashic Records?
The Akashi Records is, we call it by other name, Cosmical Speicher. They everything that's available around the sphere, around the earth. And there will be recorded everything what is doing a human being. What he is thinking, what he is feeling, what he is speaking, what he is doing, everything will be there recorded. And if you die and return in another incarnation, you will get impulses from there. And then you get eine Ahnung.
Ahnung.
And then you know things, you know, you get results without knowing from where. That's all the made out of these Akashi records. And sometimes you can't find people, but they are very, very few only. They can use the Akashi records for getting impulses out of there from other people, not from himself. Because his frequency is very near to them of the other one, who he can get impulses from them. Then maybe can be a drawer or a writer or a componist or something, who get impulses, and then you say, oh, that's Michelangelo. He have contact with Michelangelo, but he haven't contact with Michelangelo. He only get impulses out of the Akasha records from that frequency who had, especially what I told you, Michelangelo.
How do we learn to use the keys? How do we learn what our keys are?
Through the meditation. Everything you will do on spiritual way or on
consciousness.
On consciousness way is going through the meditation and initiation. Always. There is no other way.
Billy, we always talk about the word love. What is it?
Got a few days.
it's impossible to tell you in a short way.
But there is a thing called love. But there is love.
There is love, of course.
And it's not intellectual, it's spiritual.
I don't have the translated word. There is a short way to say what's the love. But I don't know to tell in English.
Okay. So
maybe if you ask Bruni, he can tell you, he can translate you.
I think maybe we can kind of finish, and if you have maybe just a message to everybody about the information the Pleiadians are bringing us. Maybe just something you'd like to say to people about, you know, a message from yourself about the mission.
And can you look here?
Yeah.
But we'll finish. I think something about how it might be useful, the information, or how to learn to be 100% responsible for themselves, or just some reason why they should pay attention to all the information.
You see, what I have to say, each human being, what he is doing every time, at day, at night, week, by week, month by month, year by year. He is always responsible for himself. there is not a God who is responsible for the human doing. There are not angels. There is not holy people who is carried for the human being the responsibility. The human being always is responsible for everything for himself.
Oh, yeah, this can be short. Some years ago, Wendell Stevens, I think, made a model when you were taking pictures.
Mm-hmm.
And some of the pictures are floating around America. And maybe you could just, a short question.
No.
Why they made the model?
There was made two models. And I think Wendell Stevens and Lee Elders and Tom Welsh got them by a student for each $400, I think. And they brought them to both to here when we was filming for the movie Contact, and then we tried to make some of this model flying by a stick and a string, and this was all filmed by these movie people. And one of the model I got for myself as a present, as a souvenir, and this I still have in my office.
There's just one last question.
Okay.
Could you explain the role of the figu?
The role of the figu, it's simple. They have to correct everything what I am writing down, to clear up it, and then to print, to make books, and to bring out them to the people over all the world. To, with the mission to teach the people in the creation laws, and with everything what happens around, they have to do a hard work, and they have to learn by themselves, they have to study themselves, they have to meditate, to make initiation and everything. They have to learn who are they really, and what they have to do in this life really, and they have to be here for all the people who is interested in the mission. And the most important thing, our FIGU members, the mostly of our FIGU members, are belonging to the old Lurians, and they are staying under a codex what they have fixed up several thousand years ago, and they stay now under this codex, and for this codex they have sworn at that time they have to work for it now. And that's not only with our people here in Hinterschmidt-Rüti in the Semiase Silver Star Center, the same will be in the United States, like we have the same in Japan or in Sweden. They have to fulfill their mission. What they was saying for it, we will do in some 389,000 years ago.
I only need one other thing.
Just one more.
I only need like 20 seconds of just quietness, though, in case we need to put room time in.
How about the door?
Use any room.
Thanks, Billy. That was real good. Mm. And we'll. It's a lot of good things that we can use in there. That'd be really good. Mm.